This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Well, the left is going crazy. And it's just getting crazier. The author, Stephen King, is calling for Mitch McConnell to be charged as an accomplice in the attacks in South Texas and in Ohio. Matt Bragg, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, good friend of the show, co-host quite a bit. I've been so busy the last few days, I haven't followed his take on it, but I always respect it. I got to say, either way you slice it, they're editing his profile, they're covering it up. The FBI admits this amount of hype is going to cause other people to attack. What's the big takeaway from this? Because it seems like the left's making their big move right now, Matt.
Yeah, the fact that the Ohio shooting happened 13 hours after seems really just amazingly significant. It shows me there are a lot of people out there that are just primed, like walking bombs. The Ohio shooter obviously had it in his mind because he killed his sister. That wasn't random, obviously. But the fact that what he perceived as a white nationalist committed the atrocity in El Paso, I think triggered him to create a Satanist leftist atrocity in Ohio. Obviously, he's very mixed up in his mind. He kills his sister and his brother. But I have to wonder how many more of these freaks are out walking around. And the Paul Joseph Watson video that's just up is really important. Taking 810 down, for example, you know, which would have been a vehicle for the FBI to surveil and possibly, if they were on the ball, get ahead of shootings like Parkland or El Paso or Ohio. But when you drive these people completely underground so that they're not talking to anybody, they're just going to give maybe a 20-minute warning, post a manifesto, and then go somewhere shooting. But I think that the pot is starting to boil over.
Well, I agree. But, I mean, take Facebook. The Christchurch attack in New Zealand, they didn't take down Facebook because the guy uploaded the video there. How is it 8chan's fault that supposedly he puts a manifesto up on there minutes before he attacks?
Yeah, and it's so minuscule compared to the greater spectrum of social media. But if anything, 8chan would be a tool for the FBI. They should have, you know, if a fusion center is looking at anything, they should have a rapid response team so that when somebody posts a manifesto, they should be able to get SWAT teams and law enforcement out in front of these people instead of always being, you know, an hour late. In Ohio, it just happened that the cops were patrolling on the street.
And, man, let's expand on this. I'm not saying this is a false flag yet, but we know those go on. The fact that this guy had his social media changed to right-winger from left-winger and the whole MO on it and just the whole thing. How do we know Antifa isn't going to start carrying out attacks? Because that's a smart way to demonize the right wing.
Either carry out attacks or cultivate and trigger people who are just labile and are like a vessel ready to be filled. I wrote a short story called Professor Raoul X a couple years ago about how easy it is to locate somebody who's, you know, mentally and emotionally susceptible and then form them into a weapon. Then the person who actually is the guide of this human missile just disappears into the shadows. And I don't think that there's anywhere where, you know, there's a federal law enforcement people that are saying, you know, hey, let's do this. What I think is that much lower, like the guy who went into the Obama White House 100 times, who was instigating the fights outside of the Trump rally. I think his name was Kramer, but spelled like Creamer. These are the kind of guys that are that arranged and pushed the tools forward via a series of cutouts. So the people, whoever you're going to see on television, they're never going to have a memo connecting them to anything. But via a series of cutouts, these mental time bombs can be weaponized and directed very
easily. All right, let's talk about it when we come back. And is Trump dumb enough to try to gun control to appease the left? That'll do nothing.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Good friend of the show, former Navy SEAL, smart guy. And man, I look at these stories. Ohio shooter was radical leftist who supported Elizabeth Warren. Said he wanted to kill fascists. They wanted to go to hell. AP reports classmates Ohio shooter kept a hit list and a rape list. So we don't need red flag laws that are outside. You know, Trump said accelerated due process. That's an Orwellian term. We already have the Baker Act and all this stuff where people feel threatened, even though you haven't been threatening. You can be put in, under psychiatric evaluation for 24 hours. That's what happened to Kanye West when he supported Trump. But the red flag laws Democrats want is just, oh, I don't like that person. I'm scared. And your guns are taken away. But in almost every case, these people are very clear about what they're planning.
Yeah, the red flag laws, a similar thing happens on social media called brigading. You know, if a social media site says, all right, if we get 100 complaints against somebody, you know, 100 objections, well, then the left just says, hey, let's get 200 people and put in complaints. That's what would happen with red flag laws. They would essentially SWAT you by brigading you on social media. I can see that happening very readily with these accelerated due process deals. And they already do this. They SWAT people. They find somebody they don't like, and they get a burner phone, and they call the SWAT team and say, you know, help, I'm being held in Sam Smith's basement. You know, he's got pit bulls and AK-47s, and he already killed my sister. And the SWAT team just comes roaring in at ODAR 30, you know, to an innocent conservative's house. This happens.
The left gets more and more deranged all the time. And they seem to really have seized on this, like this is their moment. But they did that with the Russiagate, they did with everything else, but something seems different this time.
Yeah, the one thing that's very significant to me, the deep state seems to totally be unraveling. You know, George Papadopoulos is sort of the touchstone of all of these intel operations that were run against Trump. And
that's right. It's all coming out. The pedophile rings, Hillary servers are found. All this huge news is breaking, and then magically this happens.
And team Deep State, like the Andrew McKays, the Brennans, and the Clappers, they're suddenly back on TV talking about the shootings. They blame this on Trump. So you can see it's like a poker game. Everybody's pushing all in. And
they're using this like a facelift. Like you said, why do you think that Peter Strzok has been welcomed back to the FBI now, a year after being fired, and is now there almost every day?
Yeah, this is by no means is it a foregone conclusion that Trump is going to win. And you know, this is a great smokescreen and cover. And they'll probably, I'm not saying like directly trigger, like boom, 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 cause and effect. But the way that the media is putting heat under the fire, we can expect more of these, like, more shooters for sure.
Oh, yeah, the FBI came out today. The FBI came out actually last night and said, you're going to have more copycats. You know, look out for those.
And not only shooters, although shooters work the best for the left-wing narrative. You'll also see things now that I think one of the biggest mass murders in American history was in New York at a nightclub with a can of gasoline. Same thing in Tokyo at that anime cartoon factory like 2 weeks ago.
And by the way, there is a Drudge Report siren, and I kept saying the last 3 hours, what is it I'm missing? What is it I'm not covering? It was in our headline today for the live show, but I just dropped the ball spectacularly until now. The Dow is down 900 points. It's been described by economists as an 11 on a 1 to 10 Richter scale. China has absolutely devalued their currency in an attempt to win their trade war with the United States. What do you make of this, Matt Bracken?
Yeah, and there could be other pretty humongous things that happen because there's also, of course, this currency war in the background with the dollar losing its status as the global reserve currency. You could even have something like China announcing it's going on to a gold standard. You know, they've been collecting gold for a long time. The Russians have always had a lot of gold. Brazil has a surprising
amount of gold. By the way, it's now down 950. It's plunging. Let's pull up CNBC, folks, and let's show it in live time or the Wall Street Journal Market Watch. So there it is in live time. And again, as you said, they had Goldman Sachs. They've had J.P. Morgan badmouth the dollar last week. And I said they want to stop the Trumpian revolution. And so it's all a concerted effort. This thing is completely obvious. What do you make of China going thermonuclear here? Very, very arrogant. They're talking about invading Hong Kong. Trump said go easy on China. I saw that as an act of weakness. What do you make of all that?
I could definitely. China has put out these warning videos showing, paratroopers and commandos attacking urban targets and essentially warning Hong Kong, you know, this is going to be your fault. You've gone too far. You know, you're disrespecting the Chinese communist flag. When we see America, Uncle Sam in peril, all the other dogs are going to get in on the dog pile. I wouldn't also rule out Iran, you know, firing a missile or at a refinery, something like that, because it's to the advantage of all of the smaller enemies of America to throw bricks into this boiling kettle, you know, while it's boiling over. It's like, hey, you know, this is a good time for me to ratchet it up a little bit more and just see if we can shake America loose.
And we better be careful because if the veneer of civilization ever peels away completely, don't all these leftists and people know that they are going to be sitting ducks and the walking dead for a lot of people that are really, really angry and upset?
They may or may not, but, you know, no matter how we get there, if transportation systems are disrupted in this country, things go haywire really fast, and all of our enemies know it. You don't need to fire a nuclear missile at an American city to burn it down. All you've got to do is cut off its electricity. Big enough riots will do that. Hacking the electronic benefit transfer system and ATMs and credit cards, it would be enough to do it. So if it comes to a war with China, for example, it might not be the Chinese invading Taiwan and us trying to stop it. It'll be China completely hacking our systems, blaming it on Iran.
Sure, well, there's
North
no doubt.
Korea.
I agree. There are times when everything comes to a head at one point. And we're entering that season. Matt Bracken, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Okay, Gerald Celente is coming up, and I was going to leave, but I saw the 500 points when we started the show. It's at 950 right now. We're going to follow this as it unfolds. We're going to come back with Gerald Celente right now. But Dow has plunged 950 points. Looks like the plunge protection team's involved. It's suddenly you started going back up. China retaliation is 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. Wall Street warns perfect storm for the summer brewing for stock correction as trade war simmers and more Fed action awaited. It's all coming up. Speaking of money, I didn't even plug hardly in the last 3 hours. Without you financially supporting us, we can't be here to support you. We've got great coffee, great fish oil, great nootropics like BrainForce Plus, just any great supplement you can imagine. We have the best, highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. I can easily put $2 of crap in something and sell it for $20. But a lot of these products have $20, $30 of product in them if they're $50. If they're $30, they've got $10 of product in them. Then I discount it. We have the one-year anniversary, the banniversary of when we were banned last year tomorrow will be the anniversary, except for our own platform, Infowars.com, our own audio streams, our own video streams, and great analog and digital AM and FM stations. So it's the one-year anniversary of that. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50 to 60% off, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, InfowarsStore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And without your purchases, we will not be here. Plus, these are great products you need. We're almost sold out of the Chris Pratt-inspired Gadsden flag shirt that says, Don't Tread on Me, American Flag, and so much more. But that is how we fund this operation. InfowarsStore.com, InfowarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And again, we haven't had sales as big since Christmas. Normally the summer is the doldrum times, and we've been behind on the funding we need to expand, much less stay on air. So please commit today in this incredible time we're living in to do something that's very simple but very strong. Get great products and fund an operation that doesn't back down in the face of tyranny at the same time. Gerald Celente, who's a great market expert on the economy, is coming up right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us as we broadcast worldwide on this Monday, August 5th, 2019 broadcast. I can't think of a better guest to be joining us right now and co-hosting than Gerald Celente, best-selling author for 30 years, top trends forecaster, economist, you name it, political atheist. The super rich are selling stocks, buying properties, and keeping cash ready. Dow plunges 950 points in worst drop in 2019 as losses accelerate into close. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's 11. Wall Street reacts to China's retaliation. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. That's Bloomberg saying on a scale of 1 to 10, it's an 11. Gerald Celente joins us right now to give us his take on how serious this situation is. For me, China, from what I've researched, has been giving us one-sided deals for a long time with being massively deindustrialized. Trump, it looks like, is trying to get a few hundred billion back a year of the $900 billion of intellectual property and trade deficit. China's threatening to invade Hong Kong, Taiwan. We're having confrontations with their ships on a daily basis. How would you describe the climate right now, Gerald, as you take over?
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex, and again, thank you for all that you do. We sent out a notice to subscribers whose subscriptions have expired, X-subs. This morning, it went out at 7 a.m. I wrote it on Friday. And we said that, are you ready to lose your business, your job, your house? Because the greatest depression is on the way. And about a month and a half ago, I don't remember the exact date, when I was on with David Knight, I said, prepare for the greatest depression. This has nothing to do with trade wars. That's just kind of like a little spark here and there. One of the ways of forecasting trends is that current events form future trends. So what I do each day is I study the news that's going on and analyze it. So, for example, over the weekend, when I would love to do other things, I have to read the Financial Times and other weekend newspapers. India index in worst July for 17 years amid economic woe. Now, India is not doing any trade with China. We're not doing a lot of trade with India. This has very little to do with the trade wars. That's just a line they keep throwing out. The game is over. Fight's on. They've been pumping in monetary methadone into the system to keep the addicted bull running following the Great Recession.
Well, Gerald, I'm going to have you take over here, and I'm not disagreeing with you. There's a global race of bubbles here. No one's doubting that. But China massively devaluing their currency was a response to the trade war. And I get it's just more of the same. The devaluation is accelerating. So I get in the end game. In the final equation, you're right. I'm saying currently, though, this is a pissing match between Trump and the Chinese.
It is that as well, but they're not devaluing their currency on purpose, as I see it. And I'll tell you the reason why. 80% or more of China's GDP is consumer-based. About two-thirds of ours is. That means stuff that they buy, they're paying more for. And they're also concerned about capital outflows. That's a big one. That's what happened back in 2015. That's one of the reasons.
No, you're right. Trump wants businesses and their money to leave them. He's been so successful at cratering them that now they're having to put this in, you're saying, to protect themselves.
Yeah, I'm saying they don't want it. It's happening. It's being devalued because their economy's going down.
Well, I respect you. I respect you. So do you think Trump has been squeezing them too hard?
No, not at all. I don't think he's. I don't agree with the Trump plan. To me, it's a very simple plan. You go back to what was before NAFTA and what it was before China came into the World Trade Organization. When Trump said recently that why are we giving China the benefits of being a developed nation under the terms of the World Trade Organization, he's 100% right. They're not a developing nation.
Again, so I respect you. You were advising people 40 years ago in Congress on the economy. Talk to me like I'm 5 years old. What's really going on?
What's going on is the bubble is bursting. They're lowering interest rates around the world. China's dumping dough in. They have no reserve ratio requirements of banks that are worth anything. You have interest rates in Australia at an all-time low. In Turkey, they just lowered interest rates 4.5%. They need Trump is doing this, by the way, with the China deal to get the Fed to lower interest rates more. They have to lower interest rates because they have to keep pumping cheap money.
No, I totally agree. And that's bad. And it abandons fiscal responsibility. But aren't we, like you said, already so far gone? Trump's just kind of like, I had a friend that was dying of organ failure because he got sick from a surgery. And they were just giving him shots of adrenaline so his dad, who was driving in from Dallas, could see him before he died. His dad got there right after he died. And they were just, listen, this will keep him alive 20 minutes, go say bye to him. And literally, they were giving more and more adrenaline until his arteries collapsed and he died as I was looking into his eyes. One of my best friend growing up with, Ryan. And so I think that's kind of almost what you're saying is, this is just last-ditch efforts, but they know it's going to go belly up.
You got it. And very sad about your friend. And that's, by the way, that's the moral of the whole story, is that we have to put more into life of a dignity and respect rather than the sickness that we have now that's running the world. And so on that's on the grand scale. But on the economic scale, game's over, fight's on. Look, you get our stuff. On June 6th, we sent out a trend alert. The gold bull run. Gold was $1,332 an ounce. As we're speaking, it's around $1,465.
No, you're right. And if this bubble bursts, it's going to go to $5,000.
What I have been saying, I was bearish on gold for 5 years, 6 years. I changed the forecast. As you well know, I called the Trump rally 2 weeks after he got elected in 2016. I call it as I forecast it. We are in the beginning, and people know it. They feel it in their pocketbook, and they feel it in their bones.
I feel it in my bones. What is it I'm feeling in my bones? Because I've been really upset.
You're feeling depression about what's going on. You're unhappy with it.
Yeah, and then I get mad at the people around me. I love all you guys. I hear you. Well, take over, Gerald. I hear you. Something bad's about to happen.
Stay on as much as you want. If you have any questions, I love talking to you.
No, I love talking to you. I got 100 things to take care of, but I'll be watching tonight. I'll be watching the archive, and then Owen Schroyer's coming up in 30 minutes. Great job of the crew. Hey, InfoWars needs to stay on the air during all this, folks. So InfoWarsStore.com, giant sales. Please help us stay on the air, and we appreciate you all. We'll be right back with Gerald.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil, which was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. In this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great t-shirts, a bunch of great designs. and standing up to the globalists that are trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and Don't Tread on Me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, everybody. What a day to be here on The Alex Jones Show. As the markets, Dow's down over 800 points, NASDAQ's down, both of them down over 3%, gold prices spiking. This isn't news to you. Again, as I mentioned before, when I was on with Alex, I was on with David Knight about a month and a half ago and forecast the beginning of the greatest depression. Again, people feel it in their pocketbook and they feel it in their bones. They're depressed. Look at the pharmaceutical drugs. The drug pushes there. Big pharma. All these depression drugs. People feel it. You're seeing it in a lot of different areas. You saw the job numbers that came out. Where were most of the jobs created? In the healthcare sector. What do they pay? Not a lot. We go over all the data. You know how the middle class has shrunk so terribly and all the money's gone to the 1%. I'm not making that up. Even the Wall Street Journal did a huge story on it last week about how bad it is for what used to be called the middle class. When this thing goes down, it's going to go down like we've never seen before. The debt bubble. It's probably more like about $280 trillion worth of global debt. The last official numbers were about $250 trillion, and that was about a year ago. This isn't news. Again, on June 4th, we sent our subscribers a trend alert. The gold bull run has begun. I've been saying this now for 6 years. That gold had to break over $1,385 and be steady over that. And the next mark to break through was $1,450. It's broken through that first mark very solidly, and now it's breaking through the second mark. And I said when it breaks through the second mark of $1,450 an ounce, phew, a sharp rise to the 2000 levels. Well, there'll be ups and downs. Of course there will. I do not give financial advice. I want to make that 100% clear. I'm a trend forecaster. The downside risk of gold as I see it now, 1400 at the worst. So that's where I see this going. We were talking before about China devaluing its currency so they can increase exports. I don't buy it. China is very concerned about capital outflows. It started happening in 2016 when their yuan went down. Now the yuan's down to a 10-year low. And that's what I put on strict capital control devices to stop the money from flowing out of China. Then China has another problem. It's called Hong Kong. Yeah, how nice. By the way, here's my forecast with Hong Kong. All these protests are going to be nothing. The Chinese are going to come in and control the place, end of story. They got 7 million plus in Hong Kong. They got 140 billion in China. Numbers count. This is what we sent to ex-subscribers this morning. I was mentioning to Alex. Are you prepared to lose your business, your job, your home? Prepare for the greatest depression. That was the subject line. This past June, a few days after I forecast the gold bull run, gold is up over $100 per ounce since then. Now it's up about $150. I warn subscribers that the greatest depression is on the near horizon. The fallout from the greatest depression will reverberate far beyond economics. As the natives grow restless and social unrest intensifies, quote, when all else fails, they take us to war. Beyond the trends of increasing military conflict, the warning signs are flashing, quote, danger ahead. Among them, the unprecedented global trend of governments and central banks pumping in heavy doses of monetary methadone to keep the addicted bull markets running and failing economies from crashing. The future is now. The Trends Journal will show you what will happen, why it will happen, and provide you with trend forecasts, analysis, and action plans that you will not get from any other magazine in the world, money back guarantee. I truly suggest you take action now and prepare for the worst that is yet to come. The facts are clear. Our subscribers who followed my gold bull run forecast that invested in gold are richly golden. I call it like I see it. Like I said to Alex, I was the first person to call the Trump rally in November of 2016 when he got elected. I call them as I see them. They're going to keep pumping more cheap money into this. And the sad story that Alex said about his dear friend passing on as they try to inject more stimulants into him to keep him alive is the same thing with the addicted bull. It's been pumped up with cheap money, nothing else. There's no such thing in the world as zero and negative interest rate policy. There's no such thing as quantitative easing. They made all this stuff up. They didn't teach me that in Economics 101 at graduate school. You're looking at 30-year bond yields. 30-year bond yields. Now in negative territory. Who in their right mind would buy a bond that's going to pay you back less than what you bought it for? It's a government scam. The governments are buying 10-year and 30-year bond yields, corporate and government, to keep this failing economy going forward. The plunge protection team, that's scam. To keep the markets going, they're going to pump it back up. No question about it. How long will it last? Will it last? Time will tell. You know, I'm on this show a lot, and I rarely promote my magazine, The Trends Journal. I promote the products from InfoWars, like my Super Male Vitality. Yes, yes. So tune in the news today, after the markets close, and find out what happened. Or you can subscribe to the Trends Journal and find out what's going to happen. To read tomorrow's news today, history before it happens. This is a serious time. You know one of my sayings, guns, gold, and a getaway plan. When this thing goes down, it's going to go down like nobody's ever seen before. Violence, craziness, insanity, desperation. From the top of the governments, when all else fails, they take you to war. To the Jack and Jill on the street, that'll do anything to cheat to make ends meet. It's going to get serious out there. Now I'm just saying to you, do what you want, think for yourself, but plan for the worst. And we'll be back in just a few to tell you how bad it's going to be.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being here on The Alex Jones Show. And, you know, one of our top trends for 2019 was censorship. 2019. So what you're getting from Alex Jones Show, what you get from our magazine and a few others of us, are insights, information, forecasts, and analysis that you won't find anywhere else. And they don't want that. As I said, tune into the news if you want to know what happened. Tune into us, Alex Jones, if you want to know what's going to happen. So this is the first anniversary, the annual, I should say, banniversary, store-wide sale with 50 to 60% off InfoWars Life, free shipping, double Patriot points. Banniversary. How disgusting it all has become. That we got little clowns, morons, cowards, freaks, and fools telling us what we should know and not know, who we should listen to, and who we should believe. Like those conspiracy theorists. You know, I'm going to tell you, that guy Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. And all you little prostitutes are going to repeat it. You know, those Iranians, they sabotaged all those ships a couple of months ago. We don't have any proof, but we're going to say it anyway. You'd call that a conspiracy theory, wouldn't you? Well, not if the government says it. Only if people like myself, Alex Jones, or others say things that they don't want us to say because they don't want the people to hear. So it's the one-year anniversary of Alex Jones and InfoWars deplatforming. More than ever, the First and Second Amendment must be defended.
with an unprecedented 50 to 60% off InfoWars Life, free shipping, and double Patriot points, it's the perfect opportunity for a 360 win. So they got a load of products out there that are on sale. DNA Force Plus for 50% off. Survival Shield X2. One after another. And, of course, my favorite, Super Male Vitality. So, do what you need to do to keep the truth coming. Because it's going to turn ugly out there. And remember, when all else fails, they take you to war. You know what happened over the weekend with the horrors in Texas, El Paso and Dayton, Ohio? Mentally disturbed people. Who are you going to blame it on? Everybody's blaming it on somebody else. Here's who I blame it on. You know, I don't like this guy down the street. I don't like the way he treats his family. I don't like what he stands for. I want to get rid of this guy. Give me some money and some guns so I could go kill him. If you gave me money or guns to kill him, you'd be an accessory to the crime. And you would say that I was insane. Because, of course, you wouldn't give me money. Right? Here's another one. You know, I don't like that guy Gaddafi. I don't like what he's doing to his people. I want to get rid of him. He gotta go. Huh. What's different than the mentally deranged Obama destroying and killing people throughout Syria to overthrow the government than any of these two sick individuals that slaughtered the people in Dayton, Ohio, El Paso, Texas? You know, I don't like that guy Assad. I want to get him out of here. Go do the job. Hire these killers. Yeah, these ISIS guys. These mass murderers. I want to overthrow that country. I want them out of there. What makes the murderer Obama any different than the murderer in El Paso, Texas, or Dayton, Ohio? That Assad is gone. He's not gone yet, but we got rid of Gaddafi. And you know that guy Hussein? I don't like what he's doing. You know what? I'm worried about him. He could get some weapons. It is going to be dangerous. Get rid of him. I'll make up lies. I don't give a damn. Get rid of them. Yeah, send our troops. I don't care how many get killed. Overthrow the country. What makes those two guys from El Paso, Texas, to Dayton, Ohio, any different than the sick son of a bitch, the mentally impaired George, the murderer, slimy little boy Bush, and I'll call you that to your face, Junior? Yep. Come over to Kingston. Most historic four corners in America where the seeds of democracy was sown and the founding fathers, well, Alex used the word before, pissed off. They piss on you. Get this little boy out of here, they would say. How about murderer Bill Clinton? Every time he got caught with his pants down, or as you know what, where it shouldn't have been, bombs away over Iraq. That no-fly zone. Killed over 500,000 kids under the age of five with the sanctions against Iraq. You know, Madeline, not all that bright. On Leslie Stahl asked her when she was the ambassador to the United States, is the price of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five worth the sanctions? Yes, it is, said arrogant Albright. Only women were in charge. Black, white, male, female, gender doesn't make a difference. Creed, color, good and bad come in all of them. Everybody could save their baloney for somebody else. What makes those two murderers in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, any different than Bill Clinton, Madeleine Albright, Susan Rice, Condoleezza Rice, Hillary Clinton, Penis Cheney, Wolfie Schitz, and all the others? Rumsfeld, all the liars, all the people calling for murder, all the people calling for murder, murder in the first degree. What makes them any different than the murderers that are sick out of their mind that kill those innocent people? As the United States stole trillions of our dollars to kill millions of people. And by the way, that's why I launched Occupy Peace, and I'm thinking of launching on this coming September 21st, International Peace Day, an Occupy Peace Party up here in Colonial Kingston. We're putting it together. Anybody that wants to help, you can go to my website. Go to Occupy Peace, rather. Occupy Peace website. And do all you can to help this push this peace forward. Because as all else fails, they take you to war. Not only our government, all over the world. Watch what's going on with Hong Kong. You know what? You're going to start seeing a lot of people with a lot of dough leaving Hong Kong. That's right, because they know it's going to come down. And that sledgehammer of communism is going to crash through them. Oh, yeah. Remember how they told us to hate those commies? Vietnam War, Cold War, can't trust those commies. But we could do business with them because we'll take our manufacturing, give them all our technology, all our information, get the products made from slave labor people, bring it back and make a lot of money. Commies are okay. Hey, you know why our trade deficit with China is going down a bit? Because it's going way up with Vietnam. Oh, those commies. You remember the liars, the freaks, the Johnsons, and all of the others that got 58,000 of our guys my age killed? 250,000 wounded, destroyed the country, killed over 3.5 million. Hey, but now we're doing business with that commie country. It's okay. What makes those sick people that destroyed the lives of so many in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, any different than Lyndon Baines Johnson, Harry Truman, or all the other murderers connected with them? To me, nothing. Nothing is going to change until we occupy peace. And we'd better do it now. We have to stop wasting money on the military and start building our economy. It's our only way out, as I see it. And you know the motto of the Trends Journal, think for yourself. And remember, today is the one-year anniversary of Alex Jones and InfoWars deplatforming. The anniversary. Do everything you can to support them. Keep the truth alive. Keep speaking out and doing the best you can for society and yourself. See you next week.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.